Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Well, kind of. Welcome into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. These are some of the most entertaining, fun days that we could possibly have on Armed American Radio. As Mark Walters, as for those that were listening and watching it yesterday, having a little bit of a technical issue, working on some of these studio upgrades and just getting things all worked out with the kinks. Well, those issues kind of went into today just a little bit. So Andy Hoosier filling in today. But we do this every once in a while, and I think it's got to keep up the tradition. Every couple of times a year, we got to do this to where I'll host the show for Mark Walters, the great Mark Walters, on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It is all presented by X Insurance. I am on the Crossbreed Holster microphone in the GunBroker.com studios as Mark joins as a guest on his own program via telephone. So Mark is on the line with us here. Mark, happy Tuesday to you, my brother.
Happy Tuesday to you, too. I love when we swap roles here like this, you know?
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. And you know what? You get to take the fun aspect and just kick back and relax a little bit. So have a drink, enjoy. And there's some fun topics that I definitely want to talk about. I know that you wanted to talk about as well that I think are important because they try to find ways to play the victim. They try to find ways to make an excuse. And this goes into the psychology of left-wing progressivism, Mark. But this whole issue with Alec Baldwin. Now, personally, I have not talked about this Alec Baldwin shooting at all yet. I have, and I got to be honest, not to be mean or to sound harsh or to sound like not caring because it's a horrible situation. But when I heard about it, the first thing I did, honestly, was I smirked a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because
a lot of people did. You're not alone. A lot of people did.
A lot of people did just because of the fact that karma is a you know what, because it had to have happened to the most anti-gun, NRA hating, left wing, elitist, progressive Hollywood schmuck out of anybody in Hollywood. This is who it happened to, because he not only hated guns, he hated the NRA. He hates gun owners. He went after cops for shooting people and, you know, just for the fact that they shoot people just randomly and how ridiculous that cops are, so on and so forth. So out of anybody for this event to happen to, when it happened to Alec Baldwin, I smirked a little bit. Now, that's not to take anything away from the death that happened or the tragedy that it actually was. But I got to admit, I did thoroughly enjoy some of the Facebook memes that were floating around the day of the shooting or the day that the news broke on Monday. I mean, is that the response that you had as well, Mark?
100,000 gobzillion percent. And yeah. There were some people that I said, hey, take a breather. You're going over the top. Others that didn't go far enough that just wanted to say, hey, Alec Baldwin didn't mean to do anything, you know. And I said that, too, and I stand by that. Alec Baldwin didn't intentionally kill anybody, in my estimation, okay? Let's get that out of the way. But you can push something a little bit too far because you have a woman that's dead at 42 years old who simply went to work that day. And because of what we're now, again, on the Sunday show, I didn't really want to talk about this. And you and I talked a little bit about it on air, but it's not something I wanted to spend a lot of time on because I knew that we didn't know everything. And today we have new news coming out on this. And that is that they were plinking with live ammo on the set. Now, how do we know that? Not because we read it over here or read it over there, but because a report from the sheriff's office that's doing the investigation said exactly that. The sheriff's office was told, Andy, during their investigation that there was plinking going on, quote unquote, during free time, which means there was live ammo on the set. Yeah. Now, that would account. And from what we understand today, the very gun, and I'm tired of hearing this prop thing. These are real guns. These are real guns, Andy. And the prop gun, quote, that they call it, is a real gun, not a prop gun. That gun was being used to plink on the set. They were out, you know, as a lot of us do, plinking at beer cans or plinking at whatever, Pepsi cans, whatever it may be. So there was live ammo on that set, and that gun was being used. So there's now a trail to follow. And as far as I'm concerned, at least two people need to be charged with crimes, particularly after my conversation with Andrew Branca in hour two of Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Someone's got to be charged. If this is negligence, and it is, while it is unintentional, I believe you're probably, I'm going to believe Andrew Branca, I think, and his guess was that this was a clear case of involuntary manslaughter, and he made it clear on my airwaves, if charged, he will be convicted. Apparently, there are at least two people, possibly three, involved at this stage, based on what we're seeing from the sheriff's reports that are leaking out, that need to be charged criminally. Criminal negligence.
Yeah, criminal negligence. And I think that needs to happen. And I think that Alec Baldwin is included in some of that negligence as well, being the producer on the film. And from what it sounds like the entire movie has had just a catastrophic disaster of trying to be pieced together. There were different camera people and lights people that were walking off set because they weren't being taken care of with hotel rooms or food or whatever needed to be happened just for them to be on set to do their jobs. So there was an entirely new crew on there as well. There was already drama on the set. At the same time, I saw this headline from Yahoo News as well, to where the majority of the safety protocols that were being done on set per the orders of Alec Baldwin, the producer on the film, was not gun safety protocols, but it was COVID-19 protocols, because they care, again, going into the mentality of the political priorities of the left-wing progressive, they don't look at guns as safety issues. Just the gun itself is a terrible, horrible thing, unless we're using them for a prop and a set, quote unquote, like you mentioned, in which case we're just going to completely just not take care of it in any way, shape, or form. But they were more concerned about COVID protocols, everybody getting vaccinated, everybody wearing their masks, all this other garbage, to where that was more of a priority to them than the actual gun safety. Did they actually do gun safety handling and training while they were on the set? It doesn't sound like it. I mean,
this wouldn't have happened if they did.
Exactly. I mean, I've never been on a movie set. I've never done a movie. It's something that I've always kind of wanted to do, but I've never done that. But I have seen behind image shootings of individuals training for guns on sets. And I don't know if you watch the John Wick series. I'm a major fan of John Wick and Keanu Reeves. And seeing the training that Keanu Reeves did for the John Wick movies behind the scenes on the gun range, all the gun safety training that he did, all the protocol that he went through, how to handle a firearm, how to properly handle a firearm, how to unload it and reload it, how to clean it, how to shoot it. I mean, he went through like military style training for that, all under proper safety protocol. These yahoos are out there on a Western set with a Western movie looking at the camera trying to fire it. He didn't check the firearm. He didn't see if it was supposed to be cold. So, again, you picked up a firearm not knowing whether it was cold or not, because they like to use all these technical terms to try and confuse those that don't understand firearms. And now all of a sudden you're going to play the victim because you didn't know that there was something in that firearm. It's complete basic protocol 101, and that's what they forgot. And you're right, I think everybody on that set that was somewhat involved needs to be charged with negligence.
Well, look, if I'm at a gun range, and keep in mind that Alec Baldwin was the last one to handle this gun, and somebody told him, from the reports that are coming out from the sheriff's office, so these tend to be a little bit more legit, I take these a little, there's a little bit more legitimacy here with some of these reports when you're seeing that these are coming from reports from the sheriff's office, that he was told it was a cold gun. Okay, movie prop lingo, it's a cold gun. If I'm told at the dealer that I want to see this gun in the case and the dealer hands it to me without my paying attention and says, hey, I've checked that gun, it's cold, and I fire a round into the floor that ricochets up and hits a guy standing next to me in his chin and blows his mouth off, who do you think is going to be charged? The guy behind the counter that told me it was cold, or me? I didn't intend to harm anybody. I was told there was nothing in it, but I didn't check it, did I? And I pulled the trigger, didn't I?
Isn't it muscle memory for you, Mark?
Property damage here. What's that?
Isn't it muscle memory when you, I mean, with how many guns that you've handled, how many guns that I've handled, isn't it muscle memory? Even if someone literally like opened it up and showed you while they were handing it and showed you the chamber, showed you the magazine was out of it and gave you the gun. Isn't it still just like muscle memory for us that we still just do the same thing and we cock it open, we look down the barrel, we look into it, we make sure that there's nothing. That's just a muscle memory thing that's just natural for so many of us that handle firearms on a regular basis, isn't it?
Talked about it yesterday. Absolutely. I know we've only got about 30 seconds left. Well, yeah, that's exactly correct. As I said, I've never been to a gun dealer or a gun shop anywhere in the country that when the individual checked the gun before he handed it to me, that I didn't immediately check it myself. That's just force of habit. That's just training coming into play. And I take extra measures with my guns as well. I do silly things. Maybe we can talk about that during the break. But there are extra steps that I take to make sure that I personally don't make a mistake as a human being when I'm handling my pistols, particularly Glocks. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Let's talk about that when we come back. It's Mark Walters on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in as we chat with Mark Walters on his show because we're just that awesome. That's what we do. Lots more coming up on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay here.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light, at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
GunBroker.com. Welcome back into the show. Indeed, we are sitting here in the GunBroker.com studios. I am watching, by the way, and Mark, you may be as well, watching some of the chats going on some of the online chatting groups there for your show. I tell you, you got some, they love talking about all the stuff that you have on the show every day, man. So it's fun to watch all the conversation as the show progresses.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I don't get a chance to do that often when I'm actually running the show. We're doing just... For transparency's sake, we are upgrading the systems in the Armed American Radio studio. We have a big install coming in tomorrow. And what we don't want to do is jeopardize the on-air show, which is why we're doing what we're doing today. And we don't want any equipment glitches, cable glitches, this, that, and the other thing, which can happen because we're dealing with a lot of expensive equipment, a lot of connections between my studios and the network, and you're connected to the network via the same way I connect via your studio today. And, you know, so we're in the process of doing all this, and I can watch these things today, but I can't generally see all of them. I can only catch glimpses of them when I'm on the air running the show and the boards from my studio. So it's fun because the comments, I mean, we get 500-600 comments, you know, on the Sunday show online. It's crazy.
Yeah, but you're a popular guy.
No, it's popular topics. It really, truly is, because we broke ground here on Armed American Radio when we took this type of talk political a number of years ago and decided that this wasn't going to be a hardware show. That while we talk a lot of hardware because we have a lot of fun talking about that, but we wanted to get in the weeds because the attacks coming at us were relentless, still are. They're worse. As you know, when the show started 13 years ago, and there was no voice out there that someone could sit at their dining room table and say to their husband or wife, yeah, I heard this show today. I've never heard that before. Nobody was saying that. Yeah. And Armed American Radio changed that game. And as a result, we wind up with hundreds and hundreds of comments and hundreds of affiliates. For that very reason, we continue to add new affiliates. You know, it's a remarkable statistic. We've never lost an affiliate on this show because of something I said, only because of regular things that happen in radio, and that is a station flips format or a station goes dark, those things. And it is. It's a remarkable run in 13 years. No one has ever said, well, this show sucks. I don't want to run it anymore. We've never had that happen.
Yeah. And no, that's amazing. That's a great track record. For 13 years, that's amazing.
I take great pride in it. I take great pride in that we do that. But it is, you're right. It's the conversation. It's the topics. Look, this Alec Baldwin thing was something I really didn't want to talk about that much. And here's why. Much like the George Zimmerman case, George Zimmerman called me 17 months after he got himself in whatever situation he got himself in. And I was smart enough to know at the time that I'm not patting myself on the back, but I don't bring anybody on the show that's facing legal battles. I don't want them to say something that someone can use against him that he said on my show in court. I don't care who it is. And in the case of Zimmerman, it was one of those deals. None of us know what's going on here. None of us were there. George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin were there. One walked away, one did not. The facts in this case will come out, and when they do, then we'll talk about it. George called me after that. He said, I want to thank you for that. I know that's what you were doing. I was listening to the show, and I can't thank you enough for that. Much the same we're talking about here. We've got a tragic death. However, it wasn't during the commission of a forcible felony in a situation where we had a physical attack on someone that could claim self-defense. There's no self-defense involved in this case. And that's what makes this so intriguing to a lot of people, particularly those who know firearms, Andy, because we know that if every single protocol were followed, this wouldn't have happened. If the gun were pointed in a safe direction and Alec Baldwin misfired or negligently discharged the gun, this young woman would be alive.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right.
If those protocols were followed. So this is why we're talking about it. Unfortunately, more than I wanted, but there's new information coming out every day. That's why we're doing it.
Well, exactly. And that's why for us, that's why we smirk at something like this, because it was so avoidable where, you know, that side, the Alec Baldwin, I mean, he literally is the face of a lot of the anti-gun movements in the nation because how much he hates the NRA and the gun owners and so on, right, and so forth, that it's so avoidable for something like this to happen if they would have used the protocol from not only checking the gun when you pick it up and not passing blame off to somebody else, to actually when you pull it out of your holster, not actually putting your finger on the trigger, which you know you're not supposed to do unless you're actually ready to fire the weapon. From what it sounds like is that he was pulling the trying to practice his draw and aim and point in front of the camera, which is fine. Yeah. But again, you don't pull the trigger like that unless you're ready, even if you know that it's completely unloaded. So, I mean, there were so many obvious things that just basic gun owners know. But again, this is the grander scheme of things, which because you're absolutely right. I mean, backseat driving and doing the 2020 hindsight, a lot of journalists and a lot of quote unquote journalists and media outlets try to do on every scenario to try and say, well, we know this would have happened. And they try to fill in the gaps with the information. We don't want to do that. But looking at it from the 30,000 foot view here, Mark, what we're seeing is when Alec Baldwin, who doesn't like guns, doesn't know anything about guns, accidentally discharges a firearm because of negligence, he's able to say, well, the prop guy that sat the gun down there that said it was cold, it's his fault because he didn't tell me that it was actually loaded. But when we see a story every single day in the news of an accidental discharge in the home and a child died, or a child got a hold of a firearm and they fired it off accidentally and killed another kid or shot somebody, then it's the fault of the parents. It's the fault of having a loaded firearm in the house. We need to get rid of the guns. It's a terrible ordeal. When a parent actually does it and an adult accidentally fires somebody or shoots off a gun, then it's their fault because they don't know how to handle the firearm. We're not having proper training. We're not actually teaching people how to handle guns when we're giving it to them. And it's this whole tirade about how evil guns are and how evil gun owners are to do this. But when Alec Baldwin does it, an anti-gun left-wing progressive hack ends up doing the exact same thing that happens in homes, unfortunately, all the time with some places where they don't do things properly, then it's not his fault because it was the prop guy that didn't tell him that it was loaded. How are they able to get off on just passing off the blame like that? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, yeah, well, here's the thing. Let's wrestle with that. And I want to take this into the next segment because you unpacked a lot of stuff there. Let me phrase it this way. It is highly likely that Alec Baldwin has been handling firearms on the set the same way he did on this set over many, many years in many movies he's made. I don't think he just all of a sudden changed up his prop gun handling techniques this particular film. This is probably just like you check something on a regular, because that's what you know to do. Alec Baldwin does not know to do that, which is why he did not do that. So that tells me that he has probably never done that. Now, okay, let's take politics and him being one of the biggest jerks on planet Earth. I know we're getting ready to take a break because I know these things on my show. So let me set it up for this before when we come back from the break. Yeah. But it is highly probable that this was, you know, common practice with him. And if that's the case, I'm going to hold off until we come back from the break. I'll tell you what exactly he should have done, or any actor who's unfamiliar with guns. When we come back from the break, I'll explain exactly what he should have done if, in fact, that's the case.
What he should have done. That's what we need to talk about. We need to break this down. Mark Walters on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filled in here as we go through a Tuesday episode. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. Defender Coffee. I like the coffee. Mark, I got to admit, I'm yet to try the Defender Coffee. I'm not much of a coffee drinker, but I lately, in the last like week, I've actually had about three different cups, which is more than I've had probably in the last year. So I'm thinking that Defender Coffee might be in my near future.
I just spoke with Derek today, coincidentally, oddly, this morning. He does a lot of IT work for me as well. Super guy. The people over at Defender Coffee are awesome. But my next shipment is coming out. He said, hey, I want to send you this new organic coffee I have in a 5-pound, because I get it in 5-pound bags every 27 days or something like that. So my shipment happens to come up in 2 days. So we're trying a new one. I generally drink the Liberty Roast, the organic Liberty Roast. We love it here. And he said, if you love the organic Liberty, you're going to love this. You want to give it a shot? I said, yeah. So I'm checking out the new one coming up, but it's real easy. I mean, to drink coffee and defend the Second Amendment is really a no-brainer, because most all of us drink coffee. And I got to tell you, after this past 4 to 5 days, I've had more coffee than I know what to do with. There ain't been enough of it around, so I can't wait to get that shipment. Hey, Andy, let me go back to, I want to hijack this for just a little bit. Because hey, here's what Alec Baldwin should have done. Here's what he, well, you're hosting it at your show today, and I love that. Here's what Alec Baldwin should have done. And I say this because just like we were talking about quote-unquote muscle memory, he's operating on muscle memory as well, which tells me, I can assume with probably better than 90% accuracy, that this is the way that he has handled firearms on the set probably his entire career. He didn't just change up today. He's probably been doing this forever. The protocol has probably been he trusts who what somebody tells him. Now, here's what's going to come out if this gets legal, which I think it probably will at this point, is you were the last one to handle the gun. I don't care what you've been doing for the last 30 years of your career. You've been doing it wrong. And now, as a result, someone is dead. Here's what Alec Baldwin should have done. Hey, guys, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what I'm looking at. Can somebody come here and confirm for me that this gun is, in fact, safe? Now, keep in mind, we know this from the sheriff's report, not hearsay. It's not pundits that are talking. It's not that moron, from Fox News, the old guy. You know, I'm pulling a Joe Biden here. I go, Geraldo Rivera. We're not the Bounty Hunter. We're not listening to a bunch of goofy, dopey pundits. But this is coming from the accurate report from the sheriff's office, if we trust that report. The fact of the matter is, he was cross-drawing that firearm. Now, you can talk to, and I have over many, many years, most every instructor will tell you never to carry a firearm in a cross-draw position if you're carrying it for defensive use. Maybe if you're in a reenactment deal and you want to play like Josie Wales or something like that, but you're not going to use the firearm because it looks cool, but you're not going to. But if you're carrying a firearm, when you pull out of a cross-draw, the odds that that firearm, you're sweeping that gun from the draw out in front of you to bring it up to a ready position. So you're more than like, rather than drawing if you're right-handed, up and pulling directly out to what you're pointing at, what you're aiming at. When you're coming out of cross-draw position, that gun is sweeping out in front of you. I don't hear anybody talking about this. Why? Yeah. Because those pundits don't have a clue what they're talking about. They see movies, and they see it on the, quote, fake news. But there were more. He should have said, help me here, and gotten clarification if he didn't know anything. He could have taken that extra step, and yet again, he did not.
He did not, and you're right. I mean, in this conversation, I laugh while you're saying this, because this is a conversation that if we had this conversation with Alec Baldwin himself, it would go completely over his head. He would have no clue what you're talking about the crossfire and pulling it in the wide range. I mean, you're right. You're covering a wide space there when you're swinging that gun all the way across your body there to get into that shooting position. He would have no clue about any of this. And while he's out there mocking gun owners, mocking police officers for shooting, all this other garbage, you're right. He's got his own muscle memory that he's had for a long time from being in different shooting movies, and thinks that he's such an elitist that he doesn't have to look at anything. He's used to someone handing it to him, him doing it, giving it back, and going about his business and not even thinking about it. I like to, again, reference this back to like a Keanu Reeves style of a John Wick movie with the intense training that he did, and the difference in style of someone who's actively involved in what he's doing and someone who's just there to make the money and not give a crap about the actual content or the quality or the training and the procedure when you actually go to do something.
And, you know, let's talk about John Wick briefly, because you've mentioned it a couple times now. You can go online, listeners, and you can Google and pull YouTube up and watch him train. He trained at Terran Tactical in California, and he trained hard for those John Wick movies. He trained diligently, and you can watch that. There are videos of him doing this incredible training at Terran Tactical, if I'm not mistaken. That's where he was being taught by experts in the field who train various actors. I don't know what kind of training Alec Baldwin has had or hasn't, but it's obviously lacking. And to go back to that cross draw, to someone who might not know what that means, if you're a right-handed individual, it's holstering the gun on your left side with the butt of the gun out. And when the butt of the gun is out like that, if you've got people to your left on the range, the moment you pull that gun, you are sweeping those people to your left and anybody off to that left side of you in order to bring that gun up to a straight ready position to what you might be wanting to fire at. Okay? So that's why you don't train, and that's why you don't carry in a cross-draw fashion. Now, you might want to train for cross-draw if it's a movie situation. I understand all that. Okay, you know the guns are pointed at cameras for cinematic effect. It's how we get the desired effect from the movies, etc. And when that happens, the training has to be sufficient for that type of draw. Clearly, this was all lacking on the set of this film, and somebody is going to and should pay a heavy price for this, even though it was not intentional. This should rack Hollywood like nobody's business for future films, and I'm certain that it probably will.
Well, it might, and this goes into the discussion of moving forward in Hollywood, and this is something that's bugged me for a long time, is when you have Hollywood elites that have no experience in a certain industry per se or a certain culture. I want to take, for example, like, have you seen The Ranch on Netflix, where right. you take elitists and you take Hollywood people and you put them in a scene or an environment or a culture to where they don't know anything about it? Can you really get the desired effect? When you have someone training people on a movie set about guns, it sounds like either they didn't have the proper trainer there, or they had someone who's just a Hollywood props guy doing the training for the firearm instead of an actual firearms trainer. I mean, is that why we're maybe seeing something like this? I don't know who else was actually on the set to do this particular movie, but it was a Western movie, so it wasn't like a John Wick, like current event, like current type of firearm right. industry here. It was a Western gun. It was a Western movie. But it sounds like they didn't have an actual firearms trainer there. They just had a props guy there. And I think that while Hollywood's starting to wake up and realize that while they try and set these scenes and put these actors into situations that they don't know anything about, or trainers trying to put people into a situation they don't know anything about, it doesn't come out with the desired effect of what they're actually looking for.
Well, they've gotten away with it for so long.
Yeah.
You know, these accidents, thankfully, are few and far between. Okay. Do we know if there's been any other negligent discharges on sets of movies? I have no idea.
Not that I'm aware of. Is it possible?
And they could have gone unreported? Yeah, that's possible too, because they didn't want it out. But what's disturbing about this incident, when you put all of these things together, the fact that they were plinking and there was live ammo on that set, they were out in the middle of the desert. I mean, ask A.W.R. Hawkins. There's no better place to go to plink.
Sure.
I'd do it if I was out in Arizona myself. I'd do it every day just like he does. But they were on a movie set where there were firearms, actual firearms. So, yeah, all of this is just this was a disaster waiting to happen, and it happened. And negligent, accident or not, someone's going to pay a price. And I think as more of these sheriff's reports come out of this investigation, I know we're getting ready to take a break again, Andy, so I'll stop here. I think you're going to see charges. I would be shocked if you weren't. And if you go back and listen to my second hour on Sunday's show with Andrew Branca, the attorney, he was pretty clear cut with his response.
Yeah. In about 10, 15 seconds before we take the break, there is a headline saying that he could face manslaughter charges. Do you think it needs to go that far?
He was talking on the second segment in the second hour. Involuntary manslaughter. This was a clear cut case.
Clear cut case. There it is. Wow. Well, we'll see what happens with it. But you're right. So many things that could have been preventative for this that didn't happen. Again, what the progressives like to blame us for that actually happened on their own set. So it might be that wake-up call that I think we all need. I'm glad that maybe we're looking at it that way. Lots more coming up on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay here.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. Bersa.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show. Welcome back into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. These are such fun days. Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters, with Mark Walters on the line of his own program.
Kind
doing
of.
The thing.
Sort
kind of.
Right?
Kind of, sort of. Making it through the day. I love
in
it.
A
These
weird
are always
way.
Fun programs.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy it, I appreciate you jumping in here. You know what we've got going on as we upgrade, and I really appreciate you jumping in here on short notice. Thank you so much. I promise I'll get you back.
Hey, no worries. It's always fun. To kind of wrap this one up, we've kind of talked about Alec Baldwin the whole show today, but it is important. The next big question is, moving forward, the left-wing anti-gun progressives that used him as, Alec Baldwin, the celebrity Alec Baldwin hates guns, so we should hate him too. Do you think they're going to throw him under the bus and say, well, you shot somebody now, so you're no longer worthy of being the face of the anti-gun movement? Or are they going to use him as an example of, well, look how dangerous guns actually are, to where even Alec Baldwin ended up shooting somebody accidentally? This really means that we need to take firearms off the streets.
I hope they do that, because Americans are much smarter than that. I think it's the former. No, I don't necessarily think they'll throw him under the bus. He'll just kind of go away. Look, his life, as he's known it, is finished forever.
Yeah.
Whether he's criminally charged, whether he is sued civilly, there are going to be massive insurance payouts, okay? No doubt. But his life, regardless of what happens, is ruined forever if he's a human being. Now, it's easy to want to attack Alec Baldwin. It's easy to dig down deep and find that Schadenfreude, okay? But we're better than that. And I mean, look, I'm not going to tell you. Alec Baldwin would be the first one, if he were to find out the host of Armed American Radio killed somebody and it made news, which it would. Yeah. But those guys would be all over us. You know that, okay? That's the way they play pool. And we've been on him simply by telling the truth. We've pointed out his negligence. We don't have to go, nanny, nanny, poo-poo, ha-ha. We don't have to do that. Leave that up to Don Jr. Don Jr. is doing a great job of that. I mean, Alec Baldwin's been attacking his father and his family. I've really enjoyed the back and forth there. And there's not much Alec Baldwin can say about it.
No. But well, we're adults in this situation.
PR machine is going to work with. I don't know how the PR machine is going to work. I know there's no doubt that he's got PR machines out there. He's going to have sympathy. But I don't think that the left, the gun grabbers, are going to latch on to him at this point because he killed somebody.
Yeah. Well, of course, they're going to ditch him, I mean, pretty badly. I completely agree. Now, you're right. I mean, on our end, again, with our smirkness that came from it was, you know, we could have presented that. And, you know, if you just follow the safety protocol that we teach on our side of the aisle that we've right. been teaching and screaming about forever, this wouldn't have happened. And it would have been a common sense thing. Oh, the irony of the anti-gun guy doing that. But at the same time, you're right. The whole mocking part of it doesn't need to be because we're adults in the situation. And while they yell and scream and do all that on their end, because that's what gets their kicks off every day, is we're more mature than that. We understand it's still a serious situation with someone actually dying and someone's life being completely over. And whether he comes back from this or not, which he may fade away for a while and then try to return and be like, oh, you know, I learned a lesson from this and come back on the speaking tour against firearms about how bad they are, even when you do all this stuff and try and move it that way. I could see him trying to come back on that front, you know, a couple of years down the road. That's all they have. Because they are immature, they're completely naive, and they don't understand the concepts. When, again, like you said, the facts and the common sense is on our side, which is what we try to preach about every single day.
And we've proven that. This case proves that we're right yet again. When the chips always come down, we're always right. Because we're on the right side of this issue. It's our side that talks about training and education. It's our side that pushes that every single day.
And they don't like that, Mark. I mean,
well, you know, maybe this is some good that can come out of this. Maybe, and I feel certain that this will probably happen. There's a grifter everywhere, but there are going to be. You know, why don't they look to us for assistance on these sets? Maybe that happens now. Maybe they realize, hey, the NRA and its gun safety rules and everything that they teach really works. And if those rules were followed, not Hollywood prop protocol rules, this woman would be alive. So
that's some hopeful dreaming. I would love to see that. Yeah, that would be great if they did. If they called the NRA, if they called some concealed carry trainer in California or in the plain states where I'm at or where somebody else, and they say, hey, come and train our Hollywood guy. We're making a movie. We want it to be a safe protocol. Can you come and train our guys how to handle these firearms? If they did that, I would give them massive props, and that would be the best case scenario for a situation like this, to where we could grow and we could evolve. We could come together and we could actually have both sides of the aisle actually come together and be like, wow, we could learn something from each other here, and we could actually move forward to where they could be more safe on their movie sets. But Mark, that's giving them way too much credit on that front. They're not going to do that.
Yeah,
they're going to go.
That's a lot
anger.
Of wishful thinking. I was going to say, don't start farting. You know, don't start farting unicorn. You know, strawberry stuff here, okay? Because that's not going to happen. Although we can talk about what should happen, and you know, I don't take that away from you. You're right. I'm having fun with you on that. Of course, I guess really what I'm saying is, don't hold your breath.
Hold your breath.
They will never, because they're not concerned. They're more concerned about their political agenda, and that is proven every single day in cities like Chicago, where St. Louis, pick Baltimore, Atlanta. I had fun with Atlanta and the stupid Democrats, the comments. They don't care. This is all about political agenda to them. It's not about lives. They're nothing but talk. They're liars, and we prove it time after time after time. It's just wishful thinking. It's not going to happen. Would it be nice to see that happen? Yeah, but it isn't in the real world.
Well, no, you're right. And with so many, I don't think even the Hollywood elites, even doing a movie with guns, for example, I don't even think they'd want them on the set, which boggles the mind. I mean, it goes back to the, you know, so many different Hollywood actors that despise guns that do gun movies. You would think would be like, hey, you know what? Oh, well, yeah, you know what? I don't like guns, but I had this NRA guy as they were training us on the movie set. They did a phenomenal job. We really appreciate their work. Wow, they do teach gun safety. But instead, you have states like the state of Kansas, where we've talked about on the show, where I'm at here, where our governor, our Democrat left-wing progressive governor, vetoed a bill on the Eddie Eagle Project from the NRA for schools to tell kids to walk away from firearms. And that was because it was endorsed by the NRA. Therefore, it was a bad program, even though it literally just taught kids, hey, there's a firearm, don't touch it, go see an adult, and then everything will be great, so that way you don't end up shooting somebody. And that was vetoed by a progressive because they don't want to get along. They want nothing to do with the other side of the aisle when we're the ones actually saving lives. And it shows just exactly what this Alec Baldwin. Yeah.
You just proved what we just talked about. You just proved what we just spoke about. It's about agenda. It's not about saving lives. They couldn't care less. This is about getting rid of guns in America, period. But they're okay making billions of dollars over years using those very tools, real ones, in fact, on their own sets and plinking with them and having fun with them while at the same side talking out of their mouths that they're a bunch of gun control zealots and the NRA are murderers. Who's the murderer now? Yeah. And that's the schadenfreude that I'll put out there, and I'll let Alec Baldwin live with that. The fact of the matter is, if they had listened to us, this wouldn't have happened. That woman would be alive, period.
Common sense always prevails, and unfortunately, when it doesn't, hopefully we can learn a lesson from it. Mark Walters on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. It's fun to do this, like always, my friend.
Love it. Thank you much. I appreciate you having me, Andy.
We'll do it again sometime soon. Again, Mark, it's always great. I love being able to jump on here with you. Until then, do your outro, my friend. As you say, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere, because that's what we do, right?
That's it. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club.
Just like that. Mark, it's always great, my friend. Until then, Mark back at it tomorrow. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Andy Hoosier. Everyone have a great Tuesday afternoon.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.